Welcome to the show. What's cracking? My name is Jim Rome. And I feel amazing. I've got a great show for you today. We're going to keep that streak alive. I am priding myself and the crew is priding itself on being in here and taking advantage of a great opportunity. Great opportunity to broadcast from our studios here in Southern California. We are live on radio. We are simulcasting on CBS Sports Network. You can watch us. You can listen to us. You can do both. And I've got a great show for you. Let's get it. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. By Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Lots of content. Really good content. Really good interviews. It's going to be a really good day. All right, so if you know what you want to talk about, I am going to backload. I've got three interviews, and they do not start until the second half of the program, meaning the first half belongs to you. 1-800-636-8686. Hit us up. I know a lot of you are home. Most of you are home. A number of you are watching or listening where ordinarily you could not take advantage of it. Ordinarily, during the day, you're at work, you're moving around, you can't get on the phone, maybe can't even thumb out a tweet or an email. You've got time on your side. You've got a lot of time. So you want to participate. I will jump you to the front of the line if you've got a good take. Either on the phone at 1-800-636-8686, or if it's on Twitter at Jim Rome, or if you email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, haveatake.com. So you're probably wondering, great, Rome, we know where to find you. The hell are you going to talk about? I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about. First off, I've got a conversation with an NBA free agent, a three-time sixth man of the year recipient, Jamal Crawford, coming up in the middle of hour number two. Top of hour number three, another NFL draft prospect, a former offensive tackle from Iowa, Tristan Wirfs. Also in the third hour, a cornerback for the LA Chargers, Chris Harris Jr. It's going to be a good day. Hit me up. If you're watching on CBS Network, CBS Sports Network, I should say. Maybe you've seen a change in the configuration on the other side of the glass. The old man is running the board again. It's Ritt! Alvin is hovering close by. And Adam Hawk went to the back row. Keep it in mind. How does that impact you? Oh, you'll find out. You'll find out. When you find out the show is not nearly as good, nor as tight as it normally is, you'll find out. No offense, Ritt. All right, let me start this show with one word, and one word only, on a Thursday. That word is Duval! That is for you, Duval County. So you know exactly where I'm coming from. And if you know anything about me, and you know anything about this show, you know this is a Jags house. I have been repping Duval County for years, going back to when I made history in 2017 by leading off a nationally syndicated radio program with a take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, it seems absurd, right? Even now, it seems absurd. But especially at that time, they were coming off a 3-13 season. People said that it was crazy for me to start a national radio program by talking Jags football. Except I didn't care. I ignored the hate. I knew I'd catch heat. I didn't give a damn because I felt really strongly about them and about it, so I did it. And when people said, hey, tough guy, nice job. No way you can do that again. Well, I did it again. 2 days later, two Jags takes in 3 days. Nobody had ever seen anything like it before. And it wasn't gratuitous either. They were damn good takes, like all my takes. But then the haters started to rise up. They started to say, yeah, you think you're so great. You think you're so great. You think you can do two takes in 3 days. We'll bet you cannot top that. Bet you anything at all. And then lo and behold, looky here. Dante Fowler Jr. throws a man's groceries into a lake. And I said, hell yes, I can. Watch this. Three Jags takes in 5 days. Scoreboard, look up at it. 3-5, which is crazy. People were losing their minds. You're cheating. You're going Usain Bolt on the field. You can't top that. It's impossible. That's like running the 100 meters in 2 seconds flat. They're going on and on and on. I said, really? Watch me. And then I go with a fourth take in 7 days from where I'm sitting. 4 out of 7, and you're a champion. But I was not satisfied. I then chased that with 5 out of 8. I could go on, but I do not want to make this about me. I never do. Although I have not been giving myself nearly enough credit lately, I do not want to make it about me. But I will point out that the Jags went on to win 10 games after that. They were within a single play of the Super Bowl after that. You don't need to thank me, Duval. It's not what I do it for, but you're welcome. And I say all of that not to take a victory lap. I don't say all that because I need content. That's not what that is. I say all of that as a reminder of where I'm coming from when I talk about the Jags. And where I'm coming from is a place of love and respect. All of that said, and there is a reason why I said all of that, I can say with equal parts love and respect, things are not going well in Jacksonville. Not now, they're not. Jalen Ramsey is no longer there. Neither is Dante Fowler Jr. Calais Campbell was traded a few weeks back. And now things with Yannick Ngakoue are getting pretty ugly. You might recall Jacksonville drafted him in the third round in 2016. Since then, all he's done is put up 37.5 sacks, 14 forced fumbles, and he's done it in 4 seasons. Michael DiRocco, who covers the Jags, tweeted in part, and I quote, "Of the 12 defensive touchdowns the Jaguars have scored since 2016, Ngakoue is directly responsible for 5, a pick 6, a fumble return, and 3 forced fumbles on sacks that other players recovered for TDs." End quote. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. In fact, that's incredible. They're playmakers, and then there's that guy. And given that he just turned 25 this week, it would seem like that would be a guy that you would want to keep and build around. Except it doesn't seem like that. Not when you see this amazing tweet from Yannick yesterday. Quote, "Was never about the money, Duval. My situation was handled piss poor. God bless." End of quote. Oh, Duval. Duval! Wow, Rit, that was not that hard. How'd you screw that one up? Duval. Man, that's got to suck hearing that. Usually when somebody says it's not about the money, it's about exactly one thing, the money. And maybe this is, or maybe it's not about the money. And if it's not about the money, as he says it's not, then it really was handled, quote, piss poor. I hate to say this, Duval. If it was handled piss poor, it would not be the first time. There is now a pattern here. It seems like it's another situation where a talented Jags player is looking to leave, and some of that does go back to Tom Coughlin and the way he handled things. As Albert Breer wrote in December after Coughlin got kicked to the curb, quote, "Just before training camp last summer, Coughlin declared that the Jags had made their final and best offer to pass rusher Yannick Ngakoue. The problem? It was late July and negotiations were still in the early stages, having only started earlier that month. And the comments sufficiently angered him, and he was planning on reporting to training camp to the point where he launched a training camp holdout instead, and this was a player that the team wanted to sign." End quote. So if that's how they were treating guys they wanted to sign, what were they doing with the guys that they wanted nothing to do with? If you want to sign a guy, how do you let it get to the point where he's tweeting that his situation was handled, quote, piss poor? How are you at the point with a 25-year-old Pro Bowler that you're either going to have to try to make it right with him to get him to stay, or now you're going to have to trade him and probably not get anywhere near full value because everybody knows he wants out? Again, I don't know what was done. I don't know what wasn't done or what was said or what wasn't said. But I know this. If another Pro Bowl talent is leaving a defense that was only one play away from the Super Bowl not that long ago, then things are piss poor. You're in a business to get talent, procure talent, not lose it. I mean, it'll happen every now and then. But if you keep doing it, that's who you are. That's your culture. That's how you're viewed from the outside. And if guys are jumping onto Twitter and saying that their situation was, quote, handled piss poor, That's a really bad situation. Duval, look, you know me, all right? I've got your back. You know this. But sometimes I have to tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. Oh, and for the record, that is yet another Jags take at the top of a nationally syndicated radio program, and that makes six. Scoreboard, look up at it again. History made yet again. But you do not need to thank me, because that's not what I do it for.
Duval!
Piss poor!
Duval!
Man, that definitely hurt you more than it hurt me, but that hurt me. Because I love Duval. You find me one other person in my position that would lead their nationally syndicated program, internationally syndicated program, globally syndicated program, worldwide syndicated program, with takes on the Jags. And don't you dare come in here and say, yeah, great, Rome, you can do it. But why would you want to? Because I'm all about Duval. 1-800-636-8686. All right. Now, in this time, when there's not a lot of content, there's probably a lot of hosts out there that can push you out one good take a day. Not me. I've got takes 4 days. I've got shows 4 days. And strangely, if it feels like I've been somehow rejuvenated, reinvigorated, motivated by this lack of content, you're nailing it. We're having a great time being here every damn day. All right, some other topics. Right now, the most compelling bit of content, the best TV show I'm watching, is not The Tiger King. It might be the most entertaining show, or might be the most popular show. It might be the show you're all watching. I found a show I like even better. I found a show I like even better, and I don't want to give it up just yet. Just know, there's a show I like even better, and I'll get into it. Remember that whole thing about Phil and Tiger running back that Disaster One as a sequel? Apparently, they're going to. And right when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it is. They're adding to it. You know, talking about Duval, when I just made the point that sometimes I need to tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. You know, the very thing that I tell you clones every single day. I'm going to talk to you about what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Because these are troubling times. Because they are confusing times. Because we all need kind of a break. Like, if I go Belichick on your ass every single day and keep riding you, you might revolt. Today might be the day that I give you what you want and not what you need. Not in the way of, like, Armageddon or anything like that, but maybe one or two things. The thing that I normally do not allow, I might allow today. We'll see how it plays out. Did a podcast with Michael Bisping yesterday. I pushed it out. It's live. Do me a favor. Don't listen to it right now because I've got a whole show for you. Listen to it after the show or this weekend, but I'll give you a taste. It's really, really good. And maybe you saw that Antonio Brown worked out with Lamar Jackson. A pretty terrible idea. I mean, working out's one thing, but there's way more to it. And let's quickly go to the email. Dear Rome, please confirm that you're breaking down WrestleMania today and tomorrow. I have never looked forward to a fake wrestling event more in my life. Go Hulk Hogan. Signed, John in Huntington Beach, temporary loser. Let me tell you something. Say what you want about wrestling. Say what you want about WrestleMania. But know this. Carl Anderson, jungle legend, jungle favorite, good brother of ours. Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows are going to be there. And they're not just there to take part. They are there to take over. I'm here to tell you, I don't know what's going to happen, but my prediction is the OC is going to annihilate The Undertaker. Yo, AJ, get him. Too sweet, brother. Don't you mess with the Good Brothers. Ever. For any reason. Ever. Like I said, I've got so much show. 1-800-636-8686. Jamal Crawford, next hour. Tristan Wirfs in hour number three. Chris Harris Jr. in hour number three. Notice we are booking strongly, too, during this time. All right, phone lines are open. Good stuff to get to. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Rid, this is where you go to the live read. Hey, have you had trouble finding time to fully wax your car? 303 Touchless Sealant will save you hours. The SiO2-based formula is completely touchless, and it's a quicker alternative to waxing your vehicle. It lasts twice as long. It is so easy to use. You simply spray on, and then you rinse off. 303 Touchless Sealant provides superior protection against paint fading, and it provides the ultimate shine in no time. It only takes 2 minutes to get the same water-beating protection that you get from a full wax. It saves you hours spent in the garage. Safe for paint, gel coat, fiberglass, plastics. It can even be used on your windshields and wheels, too. It can also be used when you're looking to prolong the time in between waxes or ceramic coatings. 303 products have been trusted for over 40 years and are the official car care products of Mecum Auctions. It's available now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts, AutoZone, or Advance Auto Parts store. Go to 303radio.com for more information.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. So yesterday we did a deep dive on Brett Favre, and that was fun because we put the jungle spin on it, and Jeff Perlman came in and we recapped some things. But I'm trying to keep this as fresh as I possibly can. We may do more of that going forward. But what we have here is a live show. This is not some throwback. This is not a best of. This is not a look back at the 2019 or 2009 Liberty Bowl. This is a live program. And it has been every single day since this went down. And we are still in our studios. And CBS Sports Network is still up simulcasting. What's really funny to me is, I mean, obviously, we're getting a lot of people who are listening and watching that ordinarily might not be able to because of jobs and life. But what is funny to me is even some longtime hardcore jungle listeners had never seen the show on TV before until now because they're stuck at home. And the one thing I do want to say, CBS Sports Network is doing an amazing job of getting this thing on the air every single day. If it's the first time you've seen the TV show, this is not generally what the TV show looks like. This is just kind of stripped down, and it's great. I mean, I'm so happy that we're on CBS Sports Network right now, but no, this is not normally what it looks like. We're doing the best we can under the circumstances because of what's happening in New York City. I mean, certainly what's happening around the entire country, but in New York City because a lot of the people who work on the show in New York have been displaced. A lot of them are actually running the TV show from their homes. So big hat tip to them for getting us on the air. But this is where we are and where we've been. In the event that changes, we will be ready for the Jim Home Radio program. Got my Comrex box set up. I'm ready to roll. But I hope it doesn't come to that because we are happy in the studio. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Wells in the 360 tweets are Ritt and Alvy wearing the same shirt. Why didn't Hawk get the memo? I don't know. I can see Rip, but I can't see Alvy. Alvy, what are you rocking today? Looking around. Pretty close. Pretty close. Best of them. All right. Anybody else? That's Wells in the 360 coming in on Twitter. 1-800-636-8686. Also, as I mentioned, I want to rid you of a certain belief right now. Belief being that the most compelling show on TV is The Tiger King. It might be the most watched. It might be the most talked about. It's not the best show on TV. This is not the most compelling show right now. And the most compelling show right now is not something you're going to find on Netflix. The most electric show at the very moment is the Cam Newton show that he's broadcasting every single day on his Instagram page. Have you checked this out yet? Because if you haven't, you should be. I'm checking in every single day on his page, and every single day this guy delivers black and white photos and video of a guy on his grind. He's doing work now. He is doing work. He's doing his work. He's doing your work. He's doing my work. This guy's doing everybody's work. And he's doing footwork. You've got questions about how he's recovering from that foot surgery. Everybody wants to know because teams can't bring him in for a physical. So, how's his foot? How's he doing off that foot surgery? You've got questions? He's got answers. How about some ladder drills? Right, so maybe you didn't see that. Maybe there was not video for the TV version. Take my word for it. It's pretty awesome. I mean, you can tell by listening, right? What I'm saying to you is what that guy did, if you didn't see it, just go to his page and look and you'll see it. But if you didn't see it, I can tell you this. You're not doing that if your wheel is still busted. And credit to Cam for versatility. This guy's doing ladders, but he's also doing stadium steps. He's on a treadmill going forwards. He's on a treadmill going backwards. He's on a Stairmaster. He's rowing. Oh, Cam, on that point, about you rowing, my man, I got to say, your form could use a little work, Cam. Technique is everything. You know that, Superman. I mean, not to be that guy who jumps into the comments on Instagram with advice about form or depth, but on your return, don't bend the knees until your hands are past them. Just a helpful hint. A helpful rowing hint from me to you. And if you need any other pointers, MVP, you know where to find me. That said, and I want to be very clear about this. These videos are riveting. They're compelling as hell. Like, I find myself hitting refresh on this thing throughout the day because he's killing it. And he's leaving these cardio machines soaked in sweat. Like, I'm talking rivers running down the machines. It's insane. And what I'm saying is it's motivating because this cat is motivated as hell. This guy is on a bleeping mission. Check his comments after finishing up a set of tricep extensions. I mean, check that guy. All I know is work. All I know is work. They gave up on me. This guy's working a gigantic chip on his shoulder right now. And as he's working out, that chip is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, if they're monitoring the size of that chip, it's only getting bigger. And he's not just doing cardio and strength. He's also doing work on the football field as well. There's a video from yesterday of him unleashing an absolute bomb, only to have the receiver drop it or not run under it. It's kind of tough to tell from the video because the receiver's like a mile away, but you can tell from Cam's reaction that the receiver didn't do his job and didn't make the play.
Hey! Oh, oh my God! Man.
Now, Instagram posts can fool anybody, but based on the video, and again, it's kind of tough for us to show video. As I mentioned, we are a stripped down version right now on TV, but you should go to his Instagram page and look for these black and white vids. Instagram posts can fool anybody, right? But based on that video, I'd say his shoulder is feeling pretty well. If it's not, I can't imagine what he'll be doing when it is. He's not just dropping videos, he's dropping wisdom in his signature font as well. Like, the caption for the misconnection was, quote, "When you walk into the grocery store and all your faves are gone, shine through the shade. Not for the likes, just for life." Shut up, Hawk. It's because you can't follow that. Hawk's shaking his head like, what? What's that mean? You should read it, man. When you walk into the grocery store, Adam, and all your faves are gone, shine through the shade. Not for the likes, just for life. You see the man working? What he's saying is he's getting a lot of hate. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of critics. There's a lot of skeptics. He's saying shine through the shade, but don't do it for likes on social. Do it for life. Or maybe this will help, Adam. As he posted a little while back, quote, by no means is this a ploy. By no means is this something to get likes or impressions. This is only used to motivate and inspire. To hell with the cute workout videos over a fi-ass song that's hot right now. FTS. Just work and show results. End of quote. Man, I see the guy working. Just do the work. Just do the work. My man's all about the work, and he's completely motivating and inspiring. Like, I see that, and I want to drop down and knock out a set of push-ups or flip some tires. And yes, I do know that this is a carefully curated look into his off-season training. I'm aware of that. And that there are thousands of people on Instagram who present an image of their fitness routines that are nowhere near the reality of their fitness routines. There are folks who Photoshop images and soak down the equipment to make it look like they went a whole lot harder than they really did. So I'm not saying that a team, don't jack this up, I mean this. I'm not saying that a team should sign Cam Newton based off of his Instagram page. What I'm saying is this, the Cam Newton show is the best thing around right now. And well, I don't know exactly what is in this guy's head or in this guy's heart, or how medically sound his foot or his shoulder are, I can only tell you how it looks. And it looks like he's hungry as hell. It looks like he's paying a serious and consistent price. It looks like he's using this huge setback to put up an even bigger comeback. And never forget what an unbelievable athlete he was. And judging from these pics and these videos, the incredible athlete that he may still be, the images you have of him in the second half of 2018 and the start of 2019 were of a guy who was busted up, a busted up shoulder, a busted up foot, trying to gut it out. But don't forget this. We're talking about a guy who lists at 6'5", 245, a guy who rushed for nearly 5,000 yards in his career. A league MVP who's tough as hell and has been through a lot physically over the last few years. This guy took a beating, an absolute beating at times in Carolina. And I understand that he is an extremely polarizing guy for some people. I'm not saying you have to like him, but I will say right now, I love these videos. And I am officially banging the drum for Cam Newton. I'm captivated by the work he's doing, how badly he seems to want it, and the kind of rocket fuel this guy appears to be running on. As you know, I don't root. I never root for anybody, but I am rooting for Cam Newton. I also say, if you're a team looking for a quarterback, I would suggest taking a long, hard look at Cam Newton. I'm not going to guarantee instant success. I'm not going to guarantee he's going to turn your team around, but I'm going to say that if you're looking for my early favorite for comeback player of the year, you can find that guy at www.instagram.com/Cameron1Newton. Because the Cam Newton show is awesome. And I can't wait to see it in an NFL stadium again pretty soon. And if this dude could bottle and sell what he's running on right now, I'd buy as much as I possibly could. He's like a battered stock of a previously great company that I would load up on right now if I could. I'd buy as much stock in him as I could right now. Because while it is only a social media account, I really, really like what I see. In fact, I love it. And I hit refresh on that several times a day. 1-800-636-8686. Cam Newton, what do you think? Would you bring him in? Would you take a chance? Is it worth it? What is the best spot for him? Is it just made for media, made for social media, or have you seen it and do you buy in? Take a short time out. Again, I'm backloading. If you're not getting in now, you're wasting a good opportunity. 3 interviews in the second half of the program. Your phone call is coming up. Or find me on Twitter or find me with an email. Lots of different ways in. Take advantage of them, and we will come right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Tonight, starting at 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific, you can join CBS Sports Network for the PBR Las Vegas Invitational and get ready for four straight days of the toughest sport on dirt, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I've seen that. I've seen that in person. I have been to many rodeos. I went to the year-end event in Vegas a couple of times. That thing would sell out days on end. I went one night, and there were 15,000 people there. It was wild. I've seen rodeos in California. I've seen rodeos in Montana. I've seen rodeos in Nevada. I'm here for it. I've never seen a rodeo in Arizona, and I've never seen Madison Bumgarner at a rodeo, but I'd be there for that, too. So tonight, starting at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, join CBS Sports Network for the PBR. Those are some wild dudes. That's a different breed now. And I mean that in the best way. 1-800-636-8686. I want your thoughts on Cam Newton. Have you seen the video and the pics? I love that he went black and white, too. It looks cool. It looks very cool. And again, it's carefully curated, but it doesn't mean he's not doing the work. And it's got my attention. So what's a good fit for him? Where would he end up? Where would he go? Hit me up. Let's go to the phones. I mentioned that I'm going to backload, so you got to get in here right now. Let's go to Vancouver. Matt in Van. He is a smack-off participant. When I bring this thing back in the summertime, if I bring it back in the summertime, he'll be there again. Let's do it. Yo, Matt, what's up? How you holding up?
What up, Rome? Raffling and rodeos. Times are different, my man. The good bro, as you said, you don't know what's going to happen at WrestleMania with them, but you know what he does know? Those oiled-up fakes, the good bros. They already know if they're going to win or lose, my man. And you know what? WrestleMania at the Matt Van household is going to be 10 times more entertaining. Just my two cents. But, hey, man, I appreciate you staying in the fight, not going to poll questions, power rankings, like those local honks, power ranking snack foods. I appreciate you bringing it. Y'all always brought it, Rome. And stay safe, man. Peace.
Appreciate you, Matt. Even if you took a run at the good brothers, I appreciate you. In fact, even though you took a run at the good brothers, I'm going to rack you. He just said what's going on in the wrestling that's going to be in the Matt in Van house is going to be superior to the wrestling at WrestleMania. I don't know, Matt. I'm not going to ask you to prove that. I'll take your word for it. I could tell you one thing that would enhance that. If you have even one person watching you, that's one person more than they'll have in the arena there. You should do that. 1-800-636-8686. Why are you going in on the good brothers? All the good brothers do is bust their ass, create great content, incredible entertainment, and support the hell out of this program. Why would you ever go in on them? And they're going to be a prominent part, or play a prominent part, of WrestleMania. AJ Styles going up against The Undertaker. And my guys, Carl and Luke, will be right there. They're going to figure prominently. Believe that. We're taking telephone calls. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go this time to Atlanta. Nick in the ATL. What's going on, Nick? How are you?
Hello, Rome. I tell you what, you do a great job. Yes, I'm in the ATL, but I'm a New England Patriots season ticket holder, and I cannot wait, hopefully, to get Cam Newton up in New England at Gillette Stadium. Couldn't have a better pick than Cam. He's a mobile quarterback. Last time he played in New England, he beat us. I like his style. I like his resilience. I think he's a unique individual, and I think under Bill Belichick, he couldn't have a better extended tutor.
I like that call, Nick. I appreciate you. All right, let me respond to it. So what about the Patriots? Would that be a good fit? You know, Belichick's been on record in years past about raving about Cam. And in years past, why wouldn't you? I mean, I've never seen a quarterback like Cam Newton, ever. Not that big, not that strong, not that fast, not that athletic, not a guy that could beat you in so many different ways. I'm not saying that 2020 Cam is 2015 Cam. In fact, without knowing, I'm pretty sure he's not. But that's not to say that he can't come most of the way back or a good chunk of the way back. Like, what if you get 75 or 80% Cam? What if you get 85% Cam? Are you going to tell me a guy like that can't help your team? So what's interesting is you've got Belichick, who was on record in years past as just hyping Cam and his skill set and how unique he is. But for whatever reason, they've given pretty much every indication they're not interested in Cam Newton. I mean, I'd rather see them go with Newton than Stidham. And I've got nothing against Stiddy. Like, I'm into Stiddy. Everybody who's been around Stiddy has raved about him, his work ethic, his mindset, his command, the way guys respond to him. The McCourty twins were talking about how he would carve them up in practice. You know, I'm eager to see what he's got. And it's pretty clear that Belichick and the organization are really high on him. They let Tom Brady go. They didn't bring in anybody who really mattered, including Hoyer the Destroyer, who's a good guy to have in backup and a good guy to have in that quarterback room. But clearly, they're high on Stiddy, and I think they want to roll with him. But to me, I would love to see Cam Newton with the Patriots. I'd love to see what they can do with him. I'd love to see Josh McDaniels take that on and adjust to his skill set. I'd love to see it. I just don't see it. Then you've got the Chargers. Would that be a possibility? Hey, believe me, the thing about the Patriots, they can adjust because Josh McDaniels can pretty much work with any quarterback at all. Remember, he did select Tim Tebow. He actually, for a moment, won with Tim Tebow. So if he could do that with Tebow, what could he do with Cam Newton? Especially if Cam Newton is right physically. I'm just saying, the guy, and say what you want about him, and I know he's polarizing, and you might not like his attitude, you might not like that swagger, you might not like that confidence. What I'm saying is this guy is locked in, it would seem. He seems really focused, and then he's running on that rocket fuel once again, which is good. And there's certain guys you don't want to bet against. You may not like this guy, but I think that when he's right and he's focused and he's got an axe to grind and he's got a chip on his shoulder and he's doing the work and he's doing it every single day and he's got something to prove, he's 30 now, he got cut loose, nobody picked him up. This guy looks to me to be really hungry, and a really hungry, great athlete who's had success on that level is dangerous. I'd take a shot, especially when you can get him at value or below market value on a prove-it deal. Man, I like what I see. I really like what I see from him. In fact, I can't stop looking at that Instagram page. 1-800-636-8686. I'm banging that telephone number because I want you to use it because I know there are people listening and watching that ordinarily would not call. On Twitter, SteePHX tweets, if Cam wants to get back to his former MVP self, he needs to start eating meat. Signed, Carol Baskin. Hawk, I know you're absolutely fascinated by Carol and the freaks. You got to stop bringing me that stuff. You are the gatekeeper, Hawk, for a lot of this stuff. Ms. Nika is in. So what do you think of when you think of Jacksonville, the queen? Ms. Nika at Nika. And I'll tell you why that is in a minute, Alvin. Nika, 989 tweets. Ripple effects of old man Coughlin are still being felt. Imagine paying Blake Bortles over players like Yannick and Jalen Ramsey. Fans have been saying, pay Yon for 2 years. Hashtag, I hate it here. She is the best. What a great hashtag that is. Hashtag, I hate it here. She's the queen. So when you think Jacksonville, what do you think? When I think Jacksonville, I think of the queen. When I think of the queen, I think of this. Come on, man. I'm trying my very best to exercise patience in these troubled times. I know we have to multitask and train other people to do other things. Alvin, you're right on your freaking board right there. She should be right near the front of the top of your list. Ms. Nika, 989. You remember, she's going to go to a Jaguars game. And what is she going to do? She's going to have something to drink. She's going to find a little tenderoni. She's going to bring him back to her place and wreck him for life. How hard is it to find that? Hey, you know what? Neeks, I also hate it here.
I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the games, get drunk, find a little tenderoni, and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
There you go. That was when she liked it there. Now she hates it there. That's the problem, right? If I'm starting shows off with more Jaguar takes, it's for all the wrong reasons. Back then, it was for the right reasons. Now it's for the wrong reasons. All right, there's hour number one. Setting up hour number two. You still have a chance to get through. The interviews do not start until the middle of the second hour, and when they start, they're going to come fast. I've got Jamal Crawford coming up, bottom of the second hour. I have NFL draft prospect, a tackle from Iowa, Tristan Wirfs, top of hour number three. Chris Harris Jr., I'm guessing he's going to be fueled up as well. He's going to have some motivation. Chris Harris Jr. in the third hour. I want to talk to you about podcast episode 123 with Michael Bisping. It's one of my favorite episodes ever. I'll get into that next hour. Stop, Rit. Rit's like 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 4, 3. Hour number two, straight ahead.